USA Radio News with Wendy King.
House Democrats are ramping up their impeachment probe. They've decided against a formal vote on the inquiry of the president. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says there's no constitutional need for a vote on an impeachment inquiry.
There's no requirement that we have a vote, and so we, at this time, we will not be having a vote.
President Trump and Republicans in Congress have been demanding the vote, the president calling the inquiry illegitimate and refusing to cooperate without such a vote. Pelosi says,
this is not a game for us. This is deadly serious.
New York Republican Congressman Lee Zeldin.
This process is such a clown show, and I say that because that's as politically correct as I could get.
The committees will hear Thursday from the U.S. Ambassador to the European Union, Gordon Sondland. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 22 points. This is USA Radio News.
I'm at the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C. with Dr. Barbara Natterson Horowitz, evolutionary biologist and physician.
There's a form of fainting that happens when people get stressed because the excitement triggers a slowing of the heart. Why this happened didn't make sense. The heart shouldn't slow down. The heart should speed up when there's fear. But what I've learned by working with veterinarians and learning about how animal hearts work is that young animals, when they are scared, sometimes their heart rates get very, very low, and that causes them to be very still. And when wild animals become very still, it often makes them safer from predators. One possible hypothesis is that slowing of the heart rate in response to fear in our species is actually an evolutionary echo from our vertebrate ancestors for whom the slowing of the heart was life-saving.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Once again, the Big Apple is trying to deal with the grim reality that more police officers are dying from self-inflicted gunfire. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the story.
Another NYPD police officer has died by suicide. As the department says, the off-duty police sergeant was found dead of a self-inflicted gunshot wound in Queens on Tuesday. It's the 10th NYPD suicide this year, twice as many as all of 2018, leading the police commissioner in the Big Apple to call it a mental health crisis. And the shooting death on Monday of a Montgomery County, Maryland police officer has been ruled a suicide by a medical examiner. 38-year-old Officer Thomas Bomba was found dead in a parking garage in Silver Spring right after he'd radioed for backup, claiming he was dealing with what he called disorderly subjects. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Researchers from Florida and Illinois are leading a global effort to understand and protect the world's most trafficked mammal, the pangolin, which is nearing extinction. Also called the scaly anteater, the cat-sized pangolin is hunted and killed for its scales and meat in Africa and Southeast Asia. New researchers are putting cameras attached to the backs of the animal to learn about them. The research cameras are attached to the scales, which are made of a similar substance to that of fingernails. Superstitious beliefs about the scales having medicinal properties are one of the main drives of the animal's demise. Pangolins are unusual in the evolutionary sense because they're the only mammal that can grow scales. Pangolins are being raised successfully for the first time by the Brookfield Zoo near Chicago and a handful of other zoos. Conservationists estimate 1 million pangolins have been snatched from the wild and trafficked in the past decade. That's equivalent to one pangolin dying every 5 minutes. Boxer Patrick Day has died. He was knocked out during a fight on Saturday night in Chicago against Charles Conwell. Patrick Day was 27 years old. You don't have to wait for the top of the hour. You can listen to the news anytime by logging on to usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.